In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Saturday, June the 15th, 2024. For our scripture readings today, we have sections from Acts and the Gospel of John. For our readings from the lives of the saints, we have the prophet Amos and Saint Jonah, Metropolitan of Moscow. We will begin with Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. Now, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together, and in a window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep, and, as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down, fell on him, and embracing him, said, "Do not trouble yourselves, for his life is in him." Now when he had come up, had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even until daybreak, he departed. And they brought the young man in alive, and they were not a little comforted. That's sort of interesting. Don't remember that. And they were not a little comforted. Wonder if the I'm getting lost in translation, probably. All right, on to John, chapter 14, verses 10 through 21. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. I think in the past I've said that John is very keen to use that kind of language where there's a lot of nested relationships between the Father, the Son, and you, and me, and I. We are all separate persons, but we contain each other. I think I noticed similar in Luke as well, and perhaps probably Matthew and Mark, but I'm still pretty young, I suppose. Maybe I just need to be reading more gospel and so I can start picking up on it. But it seems, I don't know, my reading so far, it seems like John is the most, his writing is the most structured that way. All right, on to the lives of the saints. Let's start with Prophet Amos here. The holy prophet Amos, the third of the 12 minor prophets, footnote, See footnote 1. The terms major and minor prophets refer to the length of their books, not to their individual prominence. Although Amos is ranked third, his prophecy was the first to be recorded. The holy prophet Amos, the third of the 12 minor prophets, lived during the 8th century before Christ. He was from Judah and was born at Tekoa in the land of Zebulun, 6 miles south of Bethlehem. At that time, the Hebrew nation was divided into two kingdoms, Judah in the south and Israel in the north. King Uzziah ruled in Jerusalem, but the other ten tribes of Israel were ruled by Jeroboam II, who was an idolater. At Bethel, he set up an idol in the shape of a golden calf, which the people worshipped, turning away from the true God. Simple and uneducated, yet fervent in his faith, and zealous for the glory of God, this former shepherd of sheep and goats and dresser of sycamore trees, Amos chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, was chosen by the Lord for prophetic service. He was sent to the kingdom of Israel to denounce King Jeroboam's impiety, as well as that of the Israelites. The prophet predicted great misfortunes which would befall Israel because of its ungodliness. As a result of his denunciations, Amos repeatedly endured beatings and torture. Amaziah, the chief priest of the royal sanctuary at Bethel, hated Amos, who predicted that the Gentiles would conquer Israel, that they will slay the king, as well as Amaziah's children, that Amaziah's wife would become a harlot, and that Amaziah himself would die in a pagan land because he led the people into adultery with idols. Amaziah became furious and had Amos beaten. But all these prophecies were fulfilled. According to a later tradition, Uzziah, the son of Amaziah, struck the prophet Amos with a club, seriously wounding him. He was taken to his native village of Tekoa in Judah and died there after 2 days. Circa 787 BC. He should not be confused with Amos, the father of prophet Isaiah. In iconography, Amos is depicted as an old man with a pointed beard. His scroll reads, "It is he who builds his ascent up to heaven." Amos chapter 9, verse 6. "It is he who builds his ascent up to heaven." All right. On to Saint Jonah, Metropolitan of Moscow. Saint Jonah, Metropolitan of Moscow and wander worker of all Russia, was born in the city of Galich into a pious Christian family. The father of the future saint was named Theodore. The youth received monastic tonsure in one of the Galich monasteries when he was only 12 years old. From there, he transferred to the Moscow Simonov Monastery, where he fulfilled various obediences for many years. Once Saint Photius, Metropolitan of Moscow, visited the Simonov Monastery. After the Molibin, he blessed the Archimandrite and brethren, and also wished to bless those monks who were fulfilling their obediences in the monastery. When he came to the bakery, he saw Saint Jonah sleeping, exhausted from his work. The fingers of the saint's right hand were positioned in a gesture of blessing. Saint Photius said not to wake him. He blessed the sleeping monk and predicted to those present that this monk would be a great hierarch of the Russian Church and would guide many on the way to salvation. The prediction of Saint Photius was fulfilled. Several years later, Saint Jonah was made bishop of Ryazan and Muram. St. Photius died in 1431. 5 years after his death, St. Jonah was chosen Metropolitan of all Russia for his virtuous and holy life. The newly elected Metropolitan journeyed to Constantinople in order to be confirmed as Metropolitan by Patriarch Joseph II, 1416 through 1439. Shortly before the nefarious Isidore, a Belgian, had already been established as Metropolitan. Spending a short time at Kiev and Moscow, Isidor journeyed to the Council of Florence, 1438, where he embraced Catholicism. A council of Russian hierarchs and clergy deposed Metropolitan Isidor, and he was compelled to flee secretly to Rome, where he died in 1462. Saint Jonah was unanimously chosen Metropolitan of all Russia. He was consecrated by Russian hierarchs in Moscow with the blessing of Patriarch Gregory III of Constantinople. This was the first time that Russian bishops consecrated their own metropolitan. Saint Jonah became the metropolitan on December the 15th, 1448. With archpastoral zeal, he led his flock to virtue and piety, spreading the Orthodox faith by word and by deed. Despite his lofty position, he continued with his monastic struggles as before. In 1451, the Tatars unexpectedly advanced on Moscow. They burned the surrounding area and prepared for an assault on the city. Metropolitan Jonah led a procession along the walls of the city, tearfully entreating God to save the city and the people. Seeing the dying monk, Anthony of the Chudov Monastery, who was noted for his virtuous life, Saint Jonah said, "My son and brother Anthony, pray to the merciful God and the all-pure Mother of God for the deliverance of the city and for all Orthodox Christians." The humble Anthony replied, "Great Hierarch, we give thanks to God and to His all-pure Mother. She has heard your prayer and has prayed to her son. The city and all Orthodox Christians will be saved through your prayers. The enemy will soon take flight. The Lord has ordained that I alone am to be killed by the enemy." Just as the elder said this, an enemy arrow struck him. The prediction of Elder Anthony was made on July the 2nd, on the feast of the placing of the robe of the Most Holy Theotokos. Confusion broke out among the Tatars, and they fled in terror, in fear and terror. In his courtyard, Saint Jonah built a church in honor of the placing of the robe of the Most Holy Theotokos to commemorate the deliverance of Moscow from the enemy. Saint Jonah reposed in the year 1461, and miraculous healings began to take place at his grave. In 1472, the incorrupt relics of the Metropolitan Jonah were uncovered and placed in the Dormition Cathedral of the Kremlin. The transfer of the holy relics is celebrated May the 27th. A council of the Russian Church in 1547 established the commemoration of Saint Jonah, Metropolitan of Moscow. In 1596, Patriarch Job added Saint Jonah to the synaxis of the Moscow Hierarchs. That's October 5th. Saint Jonah, Metropolitan of Moscow, is also commemorated on March the 31st. And that wraps up our short reading for today. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you tomorrow. All glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.